excited,
we're
are they?
Talk to the, we're on a tour of Brussels.
Yeah. So, well, I think you heard the rest of it, didn't you? There's a tour of the Grand Place, a walking tour of the Grand Place, which would be brilliant, because that's where we were yesterday, and we are now, in fact, standing.
Japan, Tokyo.
Then it'll be...
Okay. Very international.
The bus, and then...
chocolate factory.
The actual guide, full guide of the tour.
Yeah, I was waiting for you, but I need and then, we're then, nearly ready. We still
brilliant.
Have two more.
I like him, he's flamboyant, obviously. Yeah, as I said, so tour of the Grand Place, then a wider tour of the city on the bus that they've got, and then to the chocolate factory.
Where you can eat unlimited chocolate.
You can eat unlimited chocolate.
Voilà. I hope that you are impressed. Are you impressed?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
It's lovely. It's unique. And you know why it's unique?
No.
Because of some historical event. The French arrived and they bombarded Brussels for 3 days. So most of the buildings here were in ruins. Only one building survived, that's the city. That's a lovely example of what we call Flamboyant Gothic. The other buildings were rebuilt in Baroque style in 4 years. The building here has something special. You notice something special? You notice this?
This one. The tower.
Look at this building.
The tower's not in the middle of the... Is it on about the tower?
It used to be... It's written in French. A bread market. And that was changed into the Historical Museum of Brussels. With more than... 1,000 years of history. What can you see inside? Tapestries, lace, furniture, and also the original statue of Mannequin Peace. I'm going to speak about the guild houses. And you know that building with the green cupola is the famous house of the King of Spain. Because for more than 200 years, Belgium was under the control of Spain. And it was like a present to the kings of Spain. Originally, the building was used by the bakers. That was the bakers. Every single building was a guild house. Another famous building is that one. You see, it used to be bigger, a bigger facade. In fact, you have separate houses and all the statues were the rulers of Brussels during the Middle Ages. Now we're going to see the oldest covered arcade in Europe. This is the old covered arcade. When you travel in Europe, in London, Burlington Arcade, you know?
Yeah.
One of the famous arcade in Europe. But this is the very first one, the oldest one. That was built in 1847. It's called Galerie Royale Saint-Hubert. Saint Hubert was the name of the street. Royal because you have two sides, the Queen's Gallery and the King's Gallery. It's the part of our national heritage. The first cinema was opened, two theatres, and also the very first chocolate shop, Neuhaus. The man who invented what we call in French, le praline, so some chocolate with some filling inside. It still exists. Inside the gallery, you can see the top quality. Most of the very famous brands of chocolate can be found inside. Now they're going to open the last one. Pierre Marcolini is one of the most famous. So at the end of the tour, you can have a pop in and see all those shops. Very, very beautiful. That's the cathedral. One of the most magnificent cathedral we have in Belgium. You know what happened just 2 weeks ago? We had a new king. Tenemos el nuevo rey.
Okay.
Rey Felipe. And the first part of the ceremony was inside the church with the old king.
La ceremonia empezó aquí en la Catedral de San Miguel.
If you like at the end of the tour, you can have a look inside. You can see
some original stained glasses from the 15th and 16th century.
Okay, so we're going into this coach. We'll turn left once we get in.
That is air conditioning, I just hope.
It's a big coach.
Oh, there's people already on it.
There are. Do you want me to go first if you're following me or not? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, big step up, maybe.
Okay.
Left.
You got your ups?
Yeah, I'm in.
And then, oh.
We're ready.
Yay.
Estamos listos para empezar la visita. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I'd like to introduce you to our driver.
Hey.
Didier.
Hello, Didier.
Hey. My name is
Bruno.
Okay.
Bruno.
El guía local, Bruno. Para hoy, para la visita de Bruselas.
Bravo, Bruno.
And you know, I want to just to give you a few words about Brussels. But first of all, look, I'd love to be inspired. Qué maravilla. La nueva maravilla de Bruselas. Arte total. Total art, you know. What the beauty of that shape, you see.
Lovely.
It looks like a container. Brussels has a population of 1,100,000 inhabitants. Two languages. Most of the people here, they speak French. 90%. 10% are the Flemish people, and the official language for Flanders is Dutch. Belgium is a federal state. We have three different regions. If you go tomorrow to Ghent and Bruges, you go to Flanders. Yeah. In the south, we have Wallonia. That's where we speak French. And in the center, it's the region of Brussels capital, bilingual. Maybe you didn't know that, but in Belgium, we also have German as a state language. Because about 75,000 people here, they live next to the border with Germany, of course. They speak German. So I'd like to explain a little bit what we do now. So from here, we're going straight to the Atomium. That's a famous building, but we only stop there 5 minutes. Then we're going back, and I'm going to show you the European district.
Okay.
Y después nos vamos a ver el barrio europeo. Then we continue with the center of the city, and at the end, the chocolate place. And so from here we're going straight to the industrial neighborhood next to the canal. There is a canal in between Antwerp and Charleroi, ABC, Antwerp, Brussels, Charleroi. I'm going to speak about the royal family. You know, Belgium became independent in 1830 before Belgium used to be called the battlefield of Europe. And just in 1831, we chose the German prince to become our first king of the Belgians. That was the 21st of July, 1831. And the name of that man was Leopold I. So just 2 weeks ago, we had a new king, the abdication of King Albert II, and now the new king, son, so King Philip. So you can't see the king, he's abroad, he went on holidays. Generally, you know, after that event, they take a short holiday outside of Belgium. They are in France already.
So why did he abdicate then? Why did he...
He said that he was old and exhausted. It was Albert II is now 79 years old. He's 79. And so, you know,
he decided to just to get boxing. Okay. It was a great time for him just to retire.
Mm. Okay.
But one difference. So he's still the king. The official name, his official name is King of the Belgian.
Oh, okay.
So for the moment we have two kings and we have three queens inside the church. It's a royal church of Laeken. You have all the memorial, you have all the tombs of the members of the royal family. It's a new Gothic style building, the second half of the 19th century. You see the building here at the end, it used to be an old barrack. It's now the European school. Brussels is the capital of Europe. We have many, many people from all parts of Europe come and work here in Brussels. I'm going to explain now the Atomium. The Atomium was a symbol of the World's Fair of 1958. It represented the molecule of iron, 9 different spheres. So for the 50 years anniversary, we decided the renovation.
Okay.
It was a renovation of the building inside and outside. So on top there is a restaurant with a great view with Brussels and its outskirts. And inside the spheres you have some space for different exhibitions. You see the entrance with the lions. This is the Royal Palace of Laeken, the Palacio Real de Laeken. Con los leones. And here on the right, the monument dedicated to our first king, German prince, very similar to the Albert and Victoria Memorial in London. Then at the end of this boulevard, you'll see on the right side a huge church. It's the Basilica of Kuckelberg. There is no traffic. I'm very surprised. Normally here, you know, you are always blocking, but for the moment it's really quiet. Don't imagine that it's always like this. Yes, I see it. And now we're going to discover the European district. I'm going to show you now the symbol of Europe in Brussels. That's the Berlaymont. And the Berlaymont is a siege of the European Commission. That's a council building. That's where they have all the meetings in between prime ministers, presidents and so on, when they have a meeting in Brussels. And now, in fact, we're going to the chocolate factory. So it means that we're going to keep the best of the city tour for the end. Tenemos al final, terminamos el perro en belleza. Today we have some people from Mexico, and to be honest, we say in French, pour rendre à César ce qui appartient à César. And so my question is, la pregunta importante es, ¿dónde está la? Where is the cradle? You imagine?
Yeah.
Where does the cocoa come from? You have an idea? Of course you have an idea. I know. You know?
I could know, because Cadbury's told me.
That the cocoa, Cadbury's comes from Ghana.
The cocoa, you know,
Ghana.
You can see. Yes. It's over here.
The Amazon.
It's fake. It's el cacao. That's cocoa, and this cocoa you can see, you find it everywhere in many, many places in the world. Next to the Ecuador, el Ecuador, cerca del Ecuador, significa América Central, South America, Africa, the center of Africa, Central Africa, Indonesia. South of India, Indonesia, sur de la India, Filipinas, Malaysia. But this, you know, came originally from Mexico, exactly. Because in Mexico, you know, that was used not
like a chocolate bar didn't exist. You know, the Mayas, the Aztecs, those people, they venerated the sun, and so to be in contact with the gods, they drank something special. A drink that was a special drink, which was mixed with earth. But of course, after a while, we had some really bad people. This I must tell you. It was quite interesting in that part of history when the Spanish people, they came in Mexico, they did a lot of a really bad thing. And of course, the man who went to America, in South America, Central America, was Christopher Columbus. He was a big traveler. But he didn't like that drink, you know. We had to wait for a while. And of course, with the Spanish people, they brought finally the cocoa to the king of Spain. It was a special drink for the European aristocracy. First, of course, in Spain, and then in France, and so. And in Europe, we mixed that with, of course, different, especially some sugar. That was a special drink for the European aristocracy. Then there was a kind of revolution. During the 19th century, especially in the colony, in the Dutch India, or Indonesia nowadays, there was a man, Mr. Van Houten. So it was not a drink anymore, not only a drink, but something special, like a sweet chocolate bar that we know. And you know, the genius of this was just to separate what do you have inside the fruit. Two kinds of things. Yeah, the beans, of course, chocolate, cocoa beans. You can see some chocolate, some really hot chocolate, that's a dark chocolate. It's coming from that tank. And with this kind of chocolate, which is, you know, cacao butter and cocoa powder, with, of course, some addition of sugar, and so you have that result. And what is she doing right now? She's going to lower the temperature. And that's the reason why we have some marble.
Okay, so she pours it onto the marble. That's what she does. It comes out of the tank.
So she'll finally reach the temperature.
And then it goes onto the, she pours it out onto the marble, which cools it.
And when she managed to have 32 degrees, this is ready to make all kinds of chocolate we have. Like a praline, but you don't have only, this is dark chocolate. You can't have a chocolate with 100% of cocoa, because it will be too bitter. You always have some addition of sugar. But this is important. Belgium, we are famous for the quality of chocolate. And so, we are using some natural products. So it's cacao butter and cacao powder with a little bit of sugar. When you have the milk chocolate, you think you have a lot of milk inside. It's fake. You have only some milk powder. There is no liquid inside. Do you have any idea about the white chocolate? What is it?
Horrible.
That's
not just no, it's not real chocolate. It's not so healthy.
And there you go, I can say it's horrible.
You are right.
I don't like white chocolate.
White chocolate, yeah, I agree. The white chocolate is made with cocoa butter and a lot of sugar.
I should boo from here, but it's finding an opportune moment to record.
Then it's
chocolate,
that's plastic. It's going to change into chocolate. Can you imagine?
Not here, I don't think. It's gone wrong.
Yeah, I think it does.
It's singing about the mannequin. And that's what we're talking about.
Oh, there's, yeah, that's a bee.
I'll be like one of them.
Yeah, alright, no, we don't want to know.
Oh. getting clapped.
Do you know why she's doing it? Okay, because there is a lot of air inside. When she makes, you know, there is a lot of air inside the chocolate. If you let like this, you have some little holes inside. Oh, one big problem. Oh, you lost the head.
Oh dear. Oh, she's making a mold.
Well, he's a piss head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Oye, mold in chocolate.
Sí, es caliente de 50 grados.
And now she's going to prepare some other kinds of chocolate. She puts something which is what we call in French ganache. What is the ganache? It's of course some chocolate cream, maybe with hazelnuts or different kinds of things inside. And then you can see two kinds of things for to make the truffles. She's making the truffles for the moment. And the white one, it's called the meringue. El meringue, el blanco. And then the other one, golden brown, that's made with some Italian biscuits.
Oh.
It's amaretto.
Oh.
So where is this?
Yeah, where do I get let my hands on it?
Typical Italia. Yeah, I see a big smile.
Yeah. Big smile.
I'm going to sample this.
Oh, where?
Delicacy.
Yes.
And sometimes they mix, you know. The regular one is the one which is made only with cacao powder, you see? She's coming, attends. Je voudrais la voir ici à cette dame qui avait vraiment tellement mis. Please take some.
Can you
describe?
Yeah, look, that's the mannequin piece.
Oh, okay.
Take it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to, yeah, please.
Do you want to touch the mouth of mannequin
beast? Yeah, that's a child. That's one of the symbols of Brussels. The little child. Por favor, venez.
You can eat it.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
That's the goal. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. Of course, it's chocolate.
She's gone to get the mold.
I thought we were an evil child in chocolate.
Oui, certainement, elle va vous montrer. She's going to show you something. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Por favor. Huh? Okay?
I've bitten off his ear.
I've eaten all of it. Whatever, I'll stick it in your mouth.
Look, she's going to show you the mannequin piece. You see, you can see, you can touch it. Look.
That's truffle if you want, yeah.
But
the
then,
way.
Afterwards
so
I give
here,
you some truffle.
We put the chocolate
you where you touch
it.
There, yeah?
Yeah, we pour it where you touch it.
Please, sir.
Thank you.
Take it.
How quickly does that set?
That's nine mannequin pieces. Mm-hmm.
Nine mannequin piece.
There you go, look.
I have some truffle for you. Sorry, yeah.
Do you want to touch the other side?
You can see, that's the other side. Allez-y, n'ayez pas peur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the other side.
Yeah.
And that's the inside. Like.
What is it made out of? What is
it's
the mold?
It's macrolon. It's a macrolon.
Yeah.
It's a special plastic.
And how do you get. When it sets, how do you get it out? Just with a...
It's very... it just goes like that.
What we do... Mm. I'm going to take your hand.
Yeah.
The other one.
Mm-hmm.
You give a small pressure, you see, like this. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. And then you just tap it on the marble table.
Yeah,
and then it's done.
Because
it cools down the marble table.
I have a tissue here. You can have a little chocolate on your hand.
We're going to try, first of all, some hot chocolate. And then you can try all kinds of chocolate. I will show you where they are.
Sick.
A big applause.
Yeah. Hey.
Please. For you. Merci. C'était très sympa. C'était très sympa. Just on the other side, there is a little bar where you can have some hot chocolate.
Ooh, a bar.
So
good,
hein?
Here's the activity.
Hang
on. Where are they going? There were other people here.
Are you done, Mr.
man.
Just a second.
Yeah, yeah.
We have some hot chocolate for you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to show you...
big shot now.
I almost do the glass of water.
You want?
Oh
no.
Indian spices, you know.
Oh my God.
Help yourself, please. This is some little cup for you with some. It's a chocolate.
That's some interesting.
Especias de la India. This is for you.
Cinnamon.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of cinnamon, a lot of Indian spices. I'm going to show you. What kind of chocolate do you like? So, because for you it's. Yeah. Not so easy. No, but I'm going to bring them to you.
Thank you.
Do you want to?
What kind of chocolate do you want?
Here
you go.
It's lovely. I like this though, a lot. Are we milk or dark chocolate then?
More a mix, really. Yeah. Look.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, I want to take it.
Players.
Yeah. There is some. That's some of the best quality, you know.
Yeah.
Those are chocolates, sorry, sir.
Oh.
Chocolate of different origin, you know.
Okay. Mm. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Allez-y, les amis, parce que ça c'est vraiment
pure chocolate.
C'est vraiment. Attends, pardon, excuse-moi, les ladies first. Sorry.
I think for us, it's like we like the ganache. Those kind of ones.
Yeah, nuts. I like nuts.
Things with. Chocolate with things in it, we like.
Yeah. Okay. And do you like also the one with the strong taste of spices?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. So
but she so like.
So there's loads and loads.
Oh, see, that's it. There's boxes.
Whole shelves.
You nearly need.
These look like Maltesers, don't compare.
It's something really special.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, what's
it's something with orange inside.
Oh, that'll
orange.
Be me, mate.
That's your...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a bit of an orange speciality, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like that.
Oh, hello.
Something with...
We're going to get you to help us.
Stand behind you,
Coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Oh,
go on then.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to ask the lady here to help us choose... Oh, coffee with a bean in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, with a bean in it.
Mm. Yeah, what I'd like to do is get a mixture of different ones, but for you to just give us an idea of what you have. Because we're trying something.
You could be here forever.
You have different sizes of the shop. Mm. You have right behind you is all the spices.
Mm.
Right on your left, on your right is all the origins and the pralines, which is ganache and other stuff. And on the other corner you have the truffles and the cocoa pasta and the cocoa butter and the cocoa mousse, so you can just cook yourself at home.
Oh, okay. Then.
Yes.
I think we're more interested in the spices.
You like spices and ganache.
And the ganache.
Do you have anything with nuts in?
We have truffles with nuts. These are ganache wrapped in chocolate. And again, you have some different ingredients like almonds or roses or violets or lemon or everything. If you want, I can just show you.
Just give us a... If you actually make us a little, a mixture of everything or not,
How do you sell them?
Yeah, I don't know how
you...
But if we could have a... Because we would eat... We'll just try it. We'll have a little surprise when we get home.
Yeah. What I can do for you is put a mixture of small ones with nuts and almonds and hazelnuts.
Yeah.
And then a bit more with the same, but also with spices. Yes. So you get a mixture of everything.
That would be lovely.
How many packages would you
like? How much are they?
It depends. You have between 5 euros and 10 euros.
Oh.
Each package.
Oh, money's money.
Money's money. Yeah. We'll go same
approach. I can maybe 30, 40, put you three different packaging.
Yeah.
That's
like
30,
one of five, one of seven, and one of in between those.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
do that for you.
Thank you.
Just wait for me here.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks.